When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You need to support your friends and family.
Yeah, you do.
Shut up.
What?
When that person you've known forever goes out on a limb, try something new, the people closest to them need to lift them up and give them the confidence to see this venture through. And as much as we bust your balls, Tommy, for being a terrible human being on this show.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I thought, especially with your background, that this is something you'd already know and you'd have already done.
Well, I don't see this person that often.
Big things happen to the Mulay family. Because, Kimmy, they're
not a big thing.
This is a huge thing.
What did I miss? What are you downplaying today?
I mean, Kimmy, the Mulay family already has one massive celebrity.
Sure.
And Tommy Mulay, radio superstar. Yeah. Also, I heard another member of his family owns some television stations down in Florida. He's actually auditioning Weather Girls right now.
We're interested in girls.
But it turns out you're not the only one that's in show business anymore.
I wouldn't call this show business.
Well, I mean, you see these people on television shows.
You ain't gonna see this one, bro. So I got a family, an extended family member that wrote a book.
Okay.
That's on Amazon, and my brother was telling me about it. So he's breaking it down. My brother's not a fan of this book, but he's just telling me about it. So now I know that this book exists that another family member has written.
Now I want to be clear. You know, maybe you've seen these commercials or things online. There are ways where you can self-publish a book.
Yeah.
This is not that.
No, he went to an actual publisher.
Yeah.
And sat down.
It's a novel, right? I mean, it's...
A more, what would you call,
Like, it's a sociological, like, nonfiction piece. Study.
Okay.
Human behavior?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Some kind of weird thing like that.
But they put
it's something I would never read.
But they put time into it. How many pages did you say it was?
It's big.
Yeah.
It's damn near 500.
Wait, like 500.
They did a lot of writing.
500 pages. Well, they worked hard in this, Kimmy.
Yeah.
They took a lot of time. They did a lot of research. They wrote this book.
Do you know how many years this was in the making?
I think his whole life.
Really? This is his life's work.
I would say it's what this guy's all about.
Okay.
And he's been an educator his whole life.
Okay.
He was a music guy. And he had a pretty good run at colleges teaching music. So, and I think he's always thought this way, and he just wanted to put it to, you know, pen to paper and put it out there.
Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
He did it. He went and got it published, and it got on Amazon, and you could buy it.
All right, so Kimmy, you have this family member of Tommy that has written this book. It sounds like his whole life. He's been preparing to write this book, writing the book. The book is so impressive that he takes it to a legitimate publishing company. They read it. They go, bang, we want to put this thing out. There you go.
Yeah.
You could purchase it right now, Tommy, online and go get it. So when does your copy of the book show up?
So I haven't really done that research yet. My brother did. It runs about $45 for a hardback book.
Okay, so just jump on Amazon and buy that book.
It's tough to get, bro.
Yeah? It's in demand? Like, he sold so
many? No, it ain't in demand.
So it's not tough to get.
How do you know how many have been sold?
Oh, 'cause my brother did the research.
Okay.
So far he has sold zilch. Book.
Which would mean you buying a book would be very supportive.
Yes, it would. But it wouldn't get, if I buy it on Amazon,
yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm not going to get credit from that. Why? He knows that I bought it.
No, that's, you could take a picture of it and text it to him and yeah. say, hey, man, can't wait to read
it. Wouldn't
this.
Be hard. To let them know.
Was that was going to be your excuse to defend yourself for being a horrible person?
Well, I want credit.
Yeah. You go, hey, man, take a picture of you holding the book.
Does that look like, is that a dick
move?
No,
it's you supporting him.
Yeah, you don't even have to read it. It would just be the fact that you purchased it.
If he knows him, he knows he's not going to read it.
But I think it's the idea of buying it and saying, this is me supporting you.
Well, hold on. Nobody in my family has bought the book yet. And nobody, he's got kids.
Which is
super educated kids.
Which is
and
why,
they haven't bought the book.
Which is why you need to go buy the book.
Shouldn't a kid buy the book first?
Why don't you buy the book first?
And do you
not
believe your brother when he tells you nobody's bought it?
Say again?
Do you believe your brother when he says there have been zero sold?
Well, I know my brother took great joy in the fact that zero were sold, so I don't know.
I love how every other thing your brother tells you, okay, whatever, zero books. Oh, my God. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I just want to be clear before
It's $45.
What is $45?
It's going to go right into recycling.
What do those shoes cost?
I don't know, like $100. Yeah, but I use these.
I just want to be clear.
I can't put two books on my feet and walk around.
You can't.
It should be an improvement to that book.
I just want to be clear before I tee off on you. This is the first book he's written.
Yeah.
They are trying something new as a grown-ass person.
Yeah.
Okay, Kimmy, that takes a lot of balls.
It does.
He's putting himself out there. He's taking a risk.
And he's in his
70s. That he put into it.
He's an old man.
Okay.
He's an older guy, you know.
All right.
Old dude.
The time, and it's something he's passionate about.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. When a friend or a family member tries something new,
yeah,
and it relies on selling something or having people show up to support, it is your obligation, not just you, but everyone in the world.
Everybody gotta step up.
For you to spend money on them.
But doesn't it give you a false sense of success?
That's fine.
If it does that, then he thinks he's good.
Well, no, because selling...
Now he thinks he's Hemingway.
Selling one book does not make you think you're Hemingway, but that one book being bought by a family member, that one album being bought by a family member, that one show that family member showed up to when you perform, it lets them know that no matter what, they're in your corner.
I care.
Yes!
I am with you.
Yes.
You are so talented.
Fine.
You got to write another book. You need to write a follow-up book.
I think it means even more if you do this as a family member that they're not expecting to show support.
And again, you're totally illiterate, so he would be the last person he expected to buy this book. Look, man.
All right.
Tell me, true or false? We as people don't like to put ourselves out there if we think we're going to fail.
Oh, of course. It's human nature.
So you wouldn't imagine your friends and family would be either talking behind your back or not encouraging you to keep doing what you're doing.
Well, I would say this. So, like, obviously he lived in a whole area of the country when I was coming up. But, like, when I was doing stand-up, like, my aunt, his mother, used to come out to the shows all the time.
You're an effing monster.
Oh, my God.
You are an effing monster.
All the time. Like, in her 60s, she would come out and hang out and see the show. And these are like god-awful open mic events in South Florida.
And that's also what chaps my ass, is I get like the average person who just goes about their day having a regular job, going like, I'm not going to buy this book. The amount of people that you guilted into sitting through your awful, awful comedy.
Hold on. She also used it, my aunt, coming out to the shows.
Uh-huh.
To smoke behind my uncle's back.
Okay, shut up. She was still there.
Oh, she was. But, you know, there was a little puff, puff, puff like Kimmy.
You needed people in your life to encourage your...
People came out and supported
disaster of a career, right?
My brother did,
I can't imagine, like, the amount of money that was spent on tickets to shows where nobody even giggled. I mean, seriously, think of all of the money spent over your entire career.
It was the 80s. $5.
$5 my ass. So what? That's still... $5 way more. You should have been paying people to go. The fact, like, you not buying the book is not surprising because you're a chintz-ass bitch who doesn't know how to read. But the fact you have that in your background and you haven't done this is infuriating. It is. It is infuriating.
I dare you.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, a family member of Tommy, has written a book.
Yeah.
It's his life's work. He went to a publisher. The publisher said, this is wonderful. We're going to put it out. It is currently for sale. Tommy has not bought the book. Because it costs how much?
I think it's $45.
$45.
By the way, this is like the easiest way ever to support a family member. You don't have to show up to anything. You literally make with one click, you've supported them, you send the picture, done. You're off the hook.
It would be even cooler if you like sent it to him, could you sign my book? Like that would make their heart explode.
That's one step too far for him though. We're just getting him to buy it first.
Well, now he knows it's jive. Well, like, no. I need my busted relative's autograph, like it's gonna mean something. That's the saddest autograph in the world,
okay,
one from
well,
your own family.
It's not that it's gonna mean anything
hey,
to you.
Hey, cuz, thank you so much.
It means something to them.
I know.
No, you don't.
Apparently not.
If you do know, that makes you even more of a monster. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Ron's on CMF. Hey, Ronnie, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, Ron.
So, Tommy won't buy the book because $45 for a coloring book is way too much money.
Okay. Well, I got to let Ron go there because it sucks, too, because we could have done the, sorry, what? But then he cursed.
Yes.
Yeah, your phone broke up, but we could have done that five times, but then it wouldn't have been. Okay. If you have a friend or a family member that embarks on a new journey like this and you don't support them, they will remember.
But then you got to sit through some horrible stuff.
Yeah.
Like, let's say they want to start taking up music late in life.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to go, like, sit at some coffee shop and watch them blow for, like, an hour on a Thursday night.
Sure. I mean, look, it's not.
And you'll never get it back.
It's not ideal. But hear me out. When you don't support them, not only will they not notice, the people around them will notice. And it's a bad look. So bad, in fact, that it could wreck your reputation with everyone around you.
That's already wrong.
Okay.
How about this, though? How about this? Here's a rule.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you're a grown-ass person, you're starting this new thing, whatever it is.
Okay.
And you are hanging it out
crushing
there, baby.
Crushing it.
If the kids don't come and the wife don't come first, I ain't in.
No.
Because your immediate family of your children and wife should be there first. And if they ain't in, why the hell am I going?
No, I would argue that's even more of a reason for you to go. Because you've known this person longer.
Yeah, but like, I was a little kid. That shouldn't count.
So what?
You, like, I'm 5 years old. That's not really credit.
You are blood family.
Yeah.
Blood family.
I'm even named after, like, people that have passed in his life.
What side are you arguing right now?
Well, I'm just giving you a background.
Yeah, no, thank you. Give me a background as to why I'm even worse than everyone thought I was. All right, 252-WCMF. We got a ton of people writing us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Tommy's family member wrote a book. His whole life's work is in this book.
Yeah, it is.
It is published by a legitimate publisher.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy won't buy the book.
Pricewaterhouse.
Troy writes us. I published a book on Amazon called Man Law, and my friends and family bought it out of support. Tommy needs to buy that book.
That also sounds like a horrible book. Man Law.
Zach writes us.
What's Zach saying?
My brother-in-law was trying to make a short film and also does some photography work. I donated money to the film, which he has since finished, and he sent me a copy of. I've also bought a copy of the photography book whenever he makes a new one. It means a lot to him, and it's been a way for us to grow closer. There is not a single person on your side. Paul writes, what a monster. He doesn't even have to read it. Just pose for a picture with it in one of his stupid outfits.
That's what I mean. This is an easy thing to do.
So here's what's going to happen. Let's say I go down your road. I dump hard-earned $45.
Yeah. Wait, your wife's money of hard-earned? Because I see what you do here.
I buy the book, and let's say, all right, sits on the shelf. And then he goes, hey, what'd you think? It's a great book, man.
Yeah.
Couldn't put it down.
Sure.
Well, I did finally. But it was a great book. What did you think about chapter so-and-so? I'm going to be trapped into, like, I didn't read the book.
Bro, he knows you.
No, what if he
knows you.
Yeah.
You see, you say that, but let's say he
just makes stuff up, man.
Yeah.
That's what you do your whole life.
No, but it's stuff great. I don't understand.
Okay, fine. And he knows you. He knows, like, you are stupid.
It's like global stuff.
He knows you're stupid.
And I don't even think he would care if you said, you know, I don't really understand it.
It's over my head,
man. It's the fact that you went out of your way to read it.
So you say this, but I could get trapped in this stuff.
So what's the worst case scenario? That he thinks you're dumb for not being able to understand his book, or you didn't support him at all?
Well, I don't need to spend $45 to know I can't comprehend things. I already know that.
Okay, no, you can't comprehend loyalty is what you can't comprehend.
Well, that's part of comprehension.
All right, so here's the thing. I'm sorry, go ahead, Kimmy.
Well, I mean, one of those messages you got, somebody had put money into a film that their relative was making.
Yeah.
Is that what they said?
Let me pull it up.
That to me is an even bigger risk because that's something that you don't even know if they're going to get bored with at some point. That's blind support right there. This is like something that he finished and accomplished. And
he did.
And you know, there's no questioning it compared to like supporting them financially in a different way.
Amen, sister. You know, the only way to get through to Tommy sometimes,
what's that,
is to throw the selfish angle at him, because you're a selfish person.
Yeah, everybody is.
So nobody thinks that anyone close to them has a talent or an idea that is so great it's going to make them rich and famous.
No, they wouldn't be hanging out with your dumb ass.
Okay, but that does happen. There are billion-dollar companies that were started out of garages.
Yeah.
There are authors, musicians, actors that got starts way late in life.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman. Other people, I'm sure.
Yeah.
At minimum, not only you but everyone listening, need to support that friend or family member when they go out on a limb like this, because if they make it, you're along for the ride.
Oh, buddy boy.
And they will remember. I mean, Tommy, let's say your brother catches fire with this book. Not your brother, your family member.
Yeah.
Catches fire with this book, right?
Yeah.
All the folks that were there from the beginning are going to be brought along for the ride.
I mean, I could be a millionaire off of this book?
I'm not talking money. I'm talking clout.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right? They're going to get to tell everybody they were there from the beginning. They reap the benefits, the thank yous, the potential perks. You get to sit with your miserable self on the sidelines getting upset. Well, why did I get this done? Whoa.
But the odds of this thing hitting like it's the next Harry Potter, man, it's Slim Jim, bro. What?
I'm sure Lou Gramm had people laugh at him when he decided he was going to do what he's going to do.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right? I'm sure Philip Seymour Hoffman
had
people laugh at him.
Yeah.
Right? They made it.
Oh, yeah.
There are other people that have been wildly successful, and we don't know their names because it's in different kinds of genres.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Those people had support. Support your friends and family. It doesn't take much. It's 45.
It doesn't, and it goes so far.
Okay.
Today, for just $45, you can help your elderly relative.
Yes. That's what I have been saying for 20 minutes.
You can feed an elderly relative today for just $45 donation.
I am going to go buy multiple copies of this book and try to push it up the bestseller.
It's called Feed the Cuz.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy, we have some judgment coming from that side of the room.
Ooh.
That side of the room. And this type of judgment isn't new.
What happened?
For a long time, people have been judged, guys especially, on what they use to get around.
Oh, yeah.
What makes the story unique, however, is we can't be sure this is how he gets everywhere he goes. Because now a lot of people have more than one way to get where they have to go.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF, City of Rochester, Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
The Rochester Police Department were called to North Clinton for an accident involving a minivan and a dirt bike.
Okay.
That's where police say they found a 35-year-old man who was operating said dirt bike. And look, we know about dirt bikes in the city.
Right.
That's problem enough. But to make things worse here, Tommy, authorities say the 35-year-old dirt bike operator was drunk.
Drunk on a dirt bike.
Drunk on a dirt bike. By the way, one of my favorite Ribs Arkansas songs. He was arrested, charged with DWI.
Yeah.
He's got a court date coming up. So, Tommy, some people see this story, they get upset about the dirt bike problem.
Mm. Sure.
Some people see this story, they're upset with folks that decide drinking and driving is a good
idea. Yeah, yeah, both bad.
Kimmy sees this story, and it's judgment time.
Yep, based on the age and the mode of transportation, kind of busted.
Okay. You think a 35-year-old man.
35-year-old man.
Uh-huh.
Getting around on a dirt bike. He's not doing it by choice.
So you think this is it, all he got?
Yeah.
Busted ass.
Rusted.
35-year-old.
Old ass, okay. Rickety dirt bike.
Something about the dirt bike specifically.
So you're telling me.
Because he's not, you don't go dirt bike to be like, you know, because for the exercise or for to be a little bit more environmentally friendly, right? You're just going dirt bike because I'm guessing that's all you have.
And you ain't on dirt.
Well, yeah, cars.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I get having dirt biking as a hobby, you know, going off into the woods and doing your dirt biking. But if you're getting from point A to point B on a dirt bike, I assume like you have some issues.
Okay. The phone number is 252 WCMF. 252-9263. I mean, little spoiled Hilton girl over here.
Yeah.
Hey, when, a lot of kids with dirt bikes.
How old were you when you got your first car?
Like when I had my own car.
Well, yeah.
19?
Did you buy that yourself?
No, it was my aunt's car.
Oh, so you got a car given to you. Look at this busted ass dirt bike ride. Can't afford it. No, I got a free car and I was 19 years old. Isn't that cool?
To clarify, I said it was more the age of the person on the dirt. Like, I get messing around on a dirt bike when you're in your 20s, whatever.
Okay. All right.
But by 35, you should have a better mode of transportation.
So can I ask you a further question?
Sure.
If you met a 35-year-old man that did not own a car,
mm-hmm.
would you think that person?
I would think that there's a reason they don't have a car.
They're busted.
No, like they have like they don't have a license or something.
Yeah, they drank it away.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, but let's say that's not the case. No. I just can't afford it.
I don't know. I mean,
that's busted.
What's going on?
Busted?
If you're 35, you can't afford a car. You're busted.
Okay.
If like we know guys that didn't have cars.
Uh-huh.
And 35. We don't speak glowingly of those gentlemen.
Again, I get like there's a point in your young adult life and career where you may have those issues, but I would think by 35, if I'm in the dating scene right now,
yeah.
and I match up with somebody who shows up on a dirt bike because they don't have a car, I think that might be the end of the date.
Every 80s movie with teens told me that girls love dirt bikes.
Teens.
Maybe get something between your legs. It vibrates a little bit, ladies.
Teenagers.
All right, so fun fact.
What's that?
About 1 in 4 residents of the city of Rochester
mm-hmm.
not only do they not own a car, they don't have access to a car.
Right, because they're poor.
Exactly. 25%. Yeah. 1 in 4 people that live in the city of Rochester.
Probably below the poverty line.
That's a lot of people, Kimmy, you're saying, are busted ass, busted bitch ass, busted.
I think the dirt bike thing throws me. I think the dirt bike thing bothers me more than if you're using like public transportation.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, whatever. I can't tell you how to feel, Kimmy. These are your feelings. These are your emotions. I'm judging you for judging. I'll be honest with you.
You would if somebody we worked with showed up to work every day on a dirt bike, you would run in here like a little schoolgirl giggling. Not you would be so excited to tell us about it.
Here's the difference.
What's that?
We have a relative idea of what people make that we work with.
Right.
So if I know you have the money to go get a car, that's what it is.
So no, full of crap.
That's not. No, I know what you make. And if you choose to ride a dirt bike, that's
You're
a different story.
Crap,
I don't know I don't know this guy's background. I don't know what he's going through. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, in this story, he's
also
drunk. So that's a different thing. But if let's say there's somebody who's not driving around drunk that is using a dirt bike that is licensed and registered for the street, which you can get to get from point A to point B, why is that a problem?
Well, it looks sad. Like let's say you're going on a, you're going to meet somebody on a blind date, right, at a coffee shop,
uh-huh.
just hanging out.
Yeah.
And that chick is sitting there, and you pull up on a dirt bike.
Yeah.
You can't even give a buddy a ride.
Yeah, I bet, like, that's so sad. Like, you're not, she's going to be like, no.
You can give someone a ride. Tommy rode bitch on motorcycles all the time.
Yeah, and you make fun of him.
Had his arms around Joe T's gut, holding on to the inside of his belly button so he wouldn't fall off. 252 WCMF, we're talking about this 35-year-old guy. Sunday night in the city of Rochester was arrested after he on a dirt bike, got into an accident with a minivan. Turns out he was driving drunk. So he was charged with DWI, but Kimmy saw the story. She's not worried about the drunk driving. She's not worried about the dirt bike problem. 35, that's the only way you get around.
35 on a dirt bike.
Maddie writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us there. She writes, my question for Kimmy, this is a lady, by the way, I believe. How is a dirt bike any different from someone riding a motorcycle from point A to point
different. B? Way different, man.
It is different, and I don't know why. Because, I mean,
if you pull up in a $55,000 Harley is way different than a little mini Enduro that I can hear coming down the street.
So it all comes down to money. Because it's, I mean, Maddie's
right. It always comes down to money,
but Maddie's
man.
I think right.
A dirt bike is more of like a kid thing.
Yes, it is.
And I know that there are adults that have it as a hobby, and I get that. But if you're using it, again, to get around, and you're not a kid, I don't understand.
Okay, like pulling up in a quad runner.
That sounds pretty badass. Get in. Here's your helmet, man. No, but I mean, to Maddie's point, when it comes to the function of those two things, a motorcycle versus a dirt bike, they both have two wheels.
Yes, sir.
They both have a throttle on
the
handle.
But one is kind of made more for transportation.
Okay.
Like, they've made movies about motorcycles.
They've made movies about dirt bikes.
Which one?
Bikes on dirt.
On the dirt again?
Oh, you forgot.
On the dirt? Or that Kerouac
Dirty
novel?
Fellas was also good with Pesci.
All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Right, go for it.
I know I'm not going to change your mind on this whole dirt bike as your primary mode of transportation is busted. Let's say you got three guys in front of you. They're all the same guy.
Yep.
One has a car as his primary mode of transportation. One has a motorcycle as his primary mode of transportation. One has a bicycle as his primary mode of transportation. Who, in your head, is the most busted and sad?
Car, motorcycle,
car, motorcycle, bicycle.
Is all they have a bicycle? And what are the reasons they have a bicycle?
All three of these men have made a decision. Now, you don't know what their background is, but all three have told you, I have made a conscious decision to make this my primary mode of transportation. Which one do you judge the hardest?
Oh, what do you think?
I'm asking Kimmy. Because I know your answer.
Well, I mean, you're comparing a car and a motorcycle to a bicycle.
But there are people that decide, I'm going to go bicycle
because... Yeah, but I get the bicycle thing more than the dirt bike thing. Because the bicycle thing I can see being more for, like, exercise. Yeah, maybe you're environmentally conscious.
I understand what you're
saying. I don't
know. And we have removed dirt bike from the equation.
Yeah.
What do you say? Straight up motorcycle.
Straight up three. Just three. Same guy, dressed the same. You don't know anything about their background. Car, motorcycle, bicycle. Who are you judging the harshest?
I guess it would be the bicycle, but I don't judge the bicycle very harshly. I get the bicycle thing.
That's how he gets around.
Okay.
Like, all the time.
Yeah, no, you guys are on the same team. You think the bicycle's busted?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because that's how you live. Year-round, you pedal.
Yeah.
And you think people want to be around you.
All right, $7,000 high-end bicycle, $2,000 busted-ass used car. Who are you judging harsher? Primary mode of transportation.
Busted ass.
Well, I mean, $2,000 car.
Well, a busted car is a busted car.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm just trying to put it into people's heads here.
Wait, all right,
so busted
car
I put below bike. If you got a 7G bike and a $2,000 hoopty, I'm going bicycle.
It's better than car.
Yeah. Because you, listen.
So it's all about money for you. That's all it is.
It's always about money.
But
because money tells you about people, man. Because
you better hope that's not the case.
But you can kill me all day for being broke.
Yeah, but you try and play yourself off like you're rich, even though you're dressed like a Russian gymnast coach this morning.
Those guys make mad bank under the tee.
You get 9 or higher, I take your cat. I'm just saying, like, there are reasons, places you could live. No, you don't. There are places you could live.
Yeah, Beijing.
Where the bicycle makes more sense than the
Hanoi.
Car.
If I'm in Hanoi picking up somebody on a bicycle, that makes sense. You could be the mayor.
If I live in the city of Rochester and I work half a mile from where I live, why would I invest in a car? No, I'm being dead ass serious.
Save my money.
Let's say I live.
You could Uber. Why didn't you Uber?
Because that costs money.
First of all, no chick wants to date chintz ass boy, pedal boy.
Talking to chintz-ass pedal boy?
Peddling Pete with pennies in his pocket.
Chintz-ass pedal boy. I would love to be able to bike everywhere. Like, if I lived in the city.
That would suck.
And let's say if I lived near East Ave Wegmans and I worked within a half a mile, I would not. There would be no reason to have
a car.
I would walk. By the way, that's the most of all busted transportation.
I agree, but I could look like I'm just taking a walk. See, a walk can mean many things. But if you're on a bicycle, you're stuck. You suck.
You suck. And you're out of luck. 25JWCMF. We got folks on hold. We'll get to you in a sec. Instagram messages coming in. Baron Von Butt writes us on Instagram. Gotta agree with Kimmy. If they got money for a dirt bike, money for drinking, the idea that the two equate to a good time, they may not be the ideal life mate. Life is hard. You may need a helmet. Okay. Fine. 252WCMF. We're not going to talk to Once. We're going to talk to Deuce.
To Deuce?
He's on CMF. Hey, Deuce, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, Deuce. What up?
I just had a little comment because I heard Kimmy over there talking about the dirt bike man.
Get her!
Now, I feel like she was being a little judgmental.
I agree with you, Deuce. I agree with you.
I live in that area, so I see people on dirt bikes all the time. And, like, middle age, 35. I'm 33, so I live in that area. People get around all the time on dirt bikes because it's just convenient. It's, you know, it's hot outside. Just because a person riding a dirt bike don't mean like that's their only means of transportation.
I mean, Deuce, I agree with you.
Like, I might walk outside my house and see somebody on a bike, and I'd be like, hey, man, let me ride your bike to the store right quick.
I mean,
that doesn't mean I don't have a car or I'm, you know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. Kimmy's being terrible. Oh, look at beep, beep, beep. Oh, wait, someone's confronting me with the actual experience. I don't like this.
And these are straight up dirt bikes, like not the e-bikes. We're talking like the... The ones made for off-road.
I mean, people was getting around on those what's those scooters they got for the kids a couple years ago.
Yeah. No, I've seen the scooters everywhere. I get the scooter idea.
The scooter's sad.
You're going scooters below dirt bikes.
Scooter is sad.
I get the scooters. I get the e-bikes. I think the dirt bikes to me are just they look like
what's those skates that they have for the kids. The little skateboards. The electric one that you had to charge up.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Hoverboards.
Hoverboard. They was getting around on hoverboards and stuff, too. It's just the means of transportation.
Yeah. I get those. I don't know why.
A car can be a hassle sometimes when you're living in certain areas. Like, Clinton Avenue is a very busy area.
I think he still got hit
on the dirt bike, so that point is kind of null and void. But, you know, it's just more convenient sometimes.
Yeah, I guess for me, the dirt bike doesn't seem more convenient.
Just in the city. I'm just saying, in the city part. It's just... Sometimes it's just more convenience.
Deuce, I mean, you made a lot of great points there. And I thought I'm on your side.
I think it's convenience.
Yo, look at you. You got scared like a bitch ass, too. I don't like going to be confronted with actual facts. Deuce, thanks for the call.
Y'all have a good day, baby.
See you, Deuce. Have a good rest of the day. All right, wait. Let's back up because Deuce brought up something else. Don't worry about the
phone.
All right. So Kimmy started this conversation
with
dirt bike is your primary mode of transportation. You busted.
Yeah.
You are busted. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking here. We just brought up electric scooters, which would be less expensive than a dirt bike. Tommy, you said electric scooter is your primary mode of transportation, more busted than dirt
bikes.
Yes. Kimmy, would you agree?
No, because I don't see the electric scooter. If I see somebody on an electric scooter, I don't assume it's your only mode of transportation.
Well, let's say it is.
There are people that use that as their only mode of
transportation.
Let's
say you see a guy on a scooter or a lady, and she's got her Wegmans bag, just went shopping. She's coming home. That's her mode of transportation.
Absolutely.
I don't know why. The dirt bike's different for me than the scooters and the e-bikes and the bicycles. Because I assume those people are doing that out of convenience, not because that's their only way of getting around.
I just think you're struggling.
Okay. Well, yeah, but again, of all of you were 34 years old driving a Geo Metro that you blew the hatchback out of looking at pornography backing into a pole.
Porn was expensive, bro.
Like, bicycles and this car use the same type of tire. That is not a joke. By the way, this whole conversation only applies to men. Nobody is judging a woman for any transportation issue.
Wait a minute.
You know what it is? I see more men on that type of thing than women. I've never noticed at least a woman getting around on like a dirt bike.
Well, because you can only, according to the magazines I've seen, you can only ride them in bikinis.
Yes.
And you don't want to do that with stones kicking up.
If you imagine you're on a meeting some chick, it's a blind date.
Yeah.
She pulls up on a dirt bike.
Say she pulls up on a scooter.
I can't even imagine.
Sad.
All right, let's run through a scenario. Kimmy, you're single. You meet a guy at a bar.
Yeah.
It's going well.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm in between cars right now. But he's got a bicycle.
Yeah.
Are you jumping on his Schwinn to go back to his apartment?
We're on the handlebars.
Okay, so no.
With Laverne and Shirley.
All right, Tommy, same scenario.
Yeah.
Single Tommy, you go out, you have dinner with this woman, really good looking, you have a great time. And she goes, yeah, I'm actually between cars right now. I get around on a bicycle. Is that stopping you from going home with her?
No.
I rest my case.
No, but I'm a pervert.
No, but no, that's every man.
I am a scuzzbag. But I'm still not taking that woman seriously.
I disagree with you. I think you're going to find a way in your head around, well, yeah, you know, times are tough right now.
Well, because you made her stunning.
You want Deuce to come back and put you back in your place?
No.
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 Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, these people were convinced.
All right.
They saw this thing yesterday.
Yeah.
Like 911 lit up.
No kidding.
Lit up. And here's the thing. They're not wrong. They saw a mountain lion. Just not the mountain lion everyone else has been looking
so
for.
So how many will you got?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. All right. Everybody knows by now about the mountain lion.
Sure.
Alleged mountain lion that was spotted in the city of Rochester 3 weeks ago now? Okay. So since then, and we told you about it earlier this week, two women. That live in the same neighborhood in Greece, three actually, if you count the daughter, Kimmy, said that they saw what they believed to be a mountain lion in two separate incidents.
Yeah.
One down in their neighborhood, another in a backyard. And we found out what may be the smoking gun, or smoking dump, if you will, poop
yeah.
from what is believed to be the mountain lion in the backyard of one of these women.
Lion dung.
So now the focus of the mountain lion search
okay.
or belief where it lives has moved to the town of Greece. Which is why this story became so interesting yesterday. 911 started getting calls in the middle of the day for eyewitness accounts of a mountain lion on the corner of Manitow and Lyle Road.
Jesus, just hanging out?
So it's like Ogden, Greece, Spencer-Portish area and all that way. Okay. And they saw a mountain lion.
Legit.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is a mountain lion.
So it's another wild mountain lion.
Not a wild mountain lion.
What the hell is it? Pet?
A local business set up a lifelike statue.
It's very lifelike.
Mountain lion.
Doesn't even move?
No, but it looks like a mountain
lion. Like a cat.
Probably about the right
size.
On
the prowl?
If you were standing 50 feet away from this thing and you glanced at it, you would think this was a mountain lion.
Like, I don't blame people
but it doesn't move.
For thinking they saw something. Well, if you're driving by, though, you know?
This new Mountain Lion, compliments of Lucia's ice cream.
Wait.
Which produced both Kimmy and I, yep, alumni right. of the ice cream shop.
Wait, they put it out there?
They put it on their property!
What a great idea.
Bro, I woke up from my nap.
Yeah. So there are a lot of photos out there, I'm sure, of people with their ice cream cones standing next to the lion.
The cops took pictures of it because they had to put out a thing yesterday saying this is not a real mountain lion. So it's one of the cops posing with the mountain lion. So, bro, I took my nap yesterday. Yeah. I wake up, no exaggeration, 50 Facebook messages, Instagram DMs from people saying 911 are getting all the mountain lions at Lugia's.
It's in Ogden.
Like, so I'm like, there's no effing way, and I'm waiting. I kept refreshing 13's website, like mountain lion eats person at Lugia's. Also cannot finish large ice cream because they're so big. This is the most, like,
what?
I mean, Lugia's is a Rochester institution if you're on the west side, right? The giant ice creams and everything. Mm-hmm. Like we said, Kimmy and I at different points worked at Lugia's scooping ice cream. This is the most Lugia's thing ever, is it not?
Yeah.
Like when I saw the story this morning, I was howling with laughter.
How could you not, man? Since you both worked there.
Well, that and
the, people fell for it.
Well, that I don't think they were trying to get people to call.
No,
thinking
no,
he was a real mountain lion.
I don't think they were reaction. Trying to like create that kind of buzz.
But like,
it was just more of like, hey, isn't this fun, guys? Oh no.
Knowing the folks that own the place, it was one of those, oh, here's a good idea. This will be fun. We'll add it to our collection of stuff. And then it's like, oh, turns out the lion looks too real. Oh, God, no. Okay, so Kimmy, it has become now very apparent, based on this story yesterday, that this was not, it's not going to end until the lion is caught.
Yeah, caught. Because I think now that everybody knows about it, it's been in people's heads. I think people are kind of like going out of their way to see something, and that's where things are going to get really messy.
Here's the problem, though. It seems like we're never going to catch this lion, because if all the sightings that we've seen are legit, as far as we know, from the time of the first sighting until right now, this lion has been here about 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And in that 5 or 6 weeks, where it would have maneuvered from Greece to the city of Rochester or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Only a handful of people have seen it.
Yeah.
It's what they call, Tommy, an apex predator.
Okay.
These things stalk you. In fact, you could be, not to scare people.
Yeah, seriously.
No, you're not. These things are going to stalk you.
Well, no, but like, I mean, there
we don't know where it is. So, you'll never know.
But I'm guessing they rarely attack people.
No, that's just it. They're more scared of us than they are of you. But the point I'm making is, if these things can kill prey without the prey knowing that it's been stalking you for X amount of distance... What chance do we have of getting our hands on this thing?
So
probably not much.
Are there like experts though looking for it currently?
Like trappers,
or trying to catch it on camera?
Well, no, all the guys from Quebec. I mean, we got the problems with Canada right now. Yeah, they won't come down and get them.
It is beaver season.
Yeah. What? Your mom's up in Canada?
My mother had a nice beaver, bro. Is that terrible to say? Your mother has a nice vagina?
No, I would agree with you.
I mean, if you have a beautiful mother, I'm guessing a vagina.
I wouldn't say it out loud. And by the way, you know, we've also
what?
I mean, there's some beautiful women. Where?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
busted beaver.
Yes.
Pretty face, but a busted beaver.
It was implied, man. You didn't have.
To. I should have believed her.
252 WCMF.
I found them skeeters, but that busted beaver.
You don't know how to do the joke. 252 WCMF.
I just wrote it.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
911 on the west side get a ton of calls all of a sudden for a spot. They spotted the mountain lion. It was on the property of Lucia's Ice Cream on Lyle and Manitou. Turns out it was not the mountain lion. It's a very lifelike statue of the mountain lion that now apparently lives at Lugia's Ice Cream. Hey, Louie, maybe paint that thing a different color.
Make a sign.
Yeah. Did they always have it in the back?
No, it's...
I don't know where they got this thing. It?
They must have went out and bought. Well, because look, there's also lots of businesses that are getting attention with the mountain lion. You brought up that lawyer that's doing commercials.
Yeah.
Now, for those who haven't seen the commercial,
he's doing it with the guy that made the funny interview.
And then
the lion walks into the scene.
I mean, look, it worked. It got a lot of great advertising for Lugia's this morning. We're talking about him. So here's the thing, you know, as we talk about this whole. We need to find this thing for people to feel more comfortable, but you're not going to be able to find it because it's like a legit. Its whole job is to not get caught.
Well, it would at least be nice if it's, you know, hanging around to know where it's hanging around. I think also the mystery of like where could it be seen next is a little frightening.
Yeah. But again, that's like that's its whole instinct.
Yeah. So that, but that's why I'm wondering. Like, is are they trying to track it or find it, or is it just kind of one of those things where you know the experts show up when it's when there's poop on the ground?
Well, we talked to, well, we tried to talk to a woman who her job was in this field.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And she, I had asked her, you know, is this something that you let be because it's out in the sticks, maybe?
Yeah.
And it's just part of nature, or do you have to trap it? And she said, let it be.
Yeah, it'll probably move on.
She spoke some words of wisdom.
Let it be.
So, I mean, maybe you don't mess with it.
No, yeah, I mean, you could go that way, but if somebody gets hurt, or if, you know, Fluffy gets eaten.
But again, this isn't a pet. This happened naturally.
I know.
As far as we know, it's not a pet.
No, I'm saying, but let's say it attacks the dog, the family cat.
Yeah, but foxes attack dogs and cats. We don't trap every fox.
No, true.
Same with bear.
Yeah. We should trap the bears if they eat Fluffy.
Yeah, I thought they did kind of move the bears, though.
Yeah, they don't want the bears in the city.
They're in, like, residential
areas. No, I'm saying,
areas.
Like, but they don't find every bear and move them to other places. No. Just like, I don't know what the answer is. I would also like the mountain lion to get found.
Yeah.
I live near the river. Apparently, this thing is sticking near water.
Well, it likes a nice drink.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, yeah, I would like to be able to walk to my car in the morning and not check my bushes for a mountain lion.
You're so goddamn loud. That thing's going to run as soon as you open a door.
No, I told you, and I'm dead ass serious. What? Because we were on vacation when the first city mountain lion sighting happened.
Yeah.
When we got back, it was like 4 days later. When I got out of the car here at 3 o'clock in the morning,
you were freaking out.
Before I got out of the door, I looked both ways, right? Yeah. And then, yeah, walking to the door, it was the fastest I've ever moved in my life.
It would have been so funny if some stray cat jumped on the hood of your car.
Bro, I would have crapped my pants.
No kidding.
All right, 252 WCMF. You know, I do want to make sure we get everything from the lion's mouth.
Yeah, oh, great.
From the source.
Yeah, you got it. Joining us, the purveyor, owner of Lugia's. Are we talking to Big Lou or Little Lou?
Little Lou.
Little Lou. Ladies and gentlemen, Louis Ferrari from Lugia's. Louis, what the hell are you thinking?
Late night eBay purchase.
Okay, Louis.
I was laying in bed watching this thing, you know, unfold, laughing a little bit. My wife's next to me. I'm like, I'm going to buy a fiberglass statue of mountain lion. She's like, what? She's like, Louis, that's the dumbest idea ever. I'm like, I don't know. I think it's going to be a good one. Got it like 4 days ago. Then the story went dead for a little bit. Then that grease sighting the other day. We were going to mount it on the roof Saturday. I said, put it near the road with a big ice cream cone and let's see what happens.
How heavy is that thing?
Well, it's big. It's probably 6 foot tall.
Oh, my God.
6 foot long. I don't know. Probably 3 foot tall. It's huge. It's probably like a 180-pound animal if you really had to put a number on it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like the legitimate mountain lion. Yeah. All right. So, Louis, okay. So the 911 calls start coming in. The cops have to investigate. Did they pull you aside and be like, hey, this probably wasn't the smartest idea you've ever had in your life?
No, not at all. We had two cops go up there and really think it was real, kind of looked at it. And then the 911 calls kept coming in. I called my Ogden PD officer buddy. I'm like, hey, what's going on? He's like, Louis, what are you doing over there? I'm like, I got a statue with a big ice cream cone. We're having fun. And that was it. Then the animal control lady came out. She took a picture with it. And
for a plastic cat.
For a fiberglass cat, it was unbelievable. Got the West Side mixed up, stirred up a little bit yesterday.
Well, it's funny, you know, because, all right, so Tommy, the Ferrari family owns the Gia's.
Yeah.
There's four of them. Big Lou, you know, his wife,
yeah.
Your sister Gia, and Louie here, Little Lou, we're talking to. Kimmy, I knew the second that they go, yeah, this is a bought fake thing. I go, this is Little Lou's idea. There's no question in my mind. The only person in that family that think this was a smart idea is Little Lou.
I do love that they were going to put it on the roof.
Oh, it's going to be awesome on the roof. Well, we bought a marine about, I don't know, 10 years ago, a full life-size statue marine. It's in front of our building, in front of the flagpoles. We support the shit out of the...
Hey, Louie, you can't curse on the radio. What are you doing to me, Lou?
I'm sorry. But
he's just getting back for all the money he lost with you two.
Yeah, right? We support the military, so we ended up buying that. Then we ended up buying a cow. We put it on the roof, and people talk about it all over the place.
Support the troops, support the cows, support the cougars.
Support the troops. Yeah, we support everyone.
Louis.
So that's it. So the mountain lion's going on, but we love your show. We listen to it every morning. You guys do a great job.
Well, thanks. You better. We put so many hours of ice cream scooping in. You owe us, man. Jesus.
I mean, seriously, you're always plugging us. We appreciate it, and maybe we'll send an ice cream truck down to you.
For who? Tommy don't eat it. I can't eat it until Sunday. Kimmy eats a lot of ice.
You guys eat lemon ice. Frank's Italian ice. I'll get you more Italian ice than you know what to do with.
Louie, great to talk to you, buddy. Move the cougar, for God's
great
sake.
Great talking to you.
Say it. There goes Go Bills. Go Bills.
So they could have had a cow on the roof and a cougar on the roof.
And a Marine.
And a Marine up front.
Yeah. No, Marine does not go
Marine's
on the roof.
Marine's by the flagpole.
Flagpole, yeah. Right.
Support the troops.
Yeah.
Support the cows. Support the mountain lions. All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.